Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and...
Me, Kev, on stage, him, Dad.
Yes. Sorry you haven't been every week on Monday. He left. It was his fault. Okay, anyway. So we are a bit late, but we're going to talk about Captain Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Captain Falcon. Yes, that's his name.
What is he from? Smash Bros?
Captain Falcon? Yeah. He is from F-Zero, but...
Oh, okay. Oh, that's his actual name? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay. So, I liked it. It was good.
Oh, you did say what we're talking about.
I liked it. I did like WandaVision more, but I just think that's because...
You were about to check out on WandaVision.
Yeah, at the beginning.
Yeah, you were like,
in color... Absolutely.
If this ain't in color...
If it was black and white the entire time, who do you think
I was? If it was black and white for one more second. Literally, when you said, this better be in color, that little drop landed, you were like, that's doggone right, Marvel.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do an entire series of black and white. I didn't even know how many episodes there were. Yeah. If the next episode was the last one, I wouldn't watch it. Nah. I did like it. But I do think it's just because it was new. And Captain Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it was very... It was more Marvel. It was a lot...
It was so much action.
It was there. I feel like they're experimenting a lot. Like, first, in WandaVision, it was very creepy with the witches and stuff, and it was just very ominous. And here, they're just killing in a bit of brutal ways.
It was a little gory for Marvel.
And don't get me wrong. God, oh, watch John Wick.
Spoiler alert.
We're only 2 minutes. It's fine. I've watched John Wick, all three of them. So like I would be ready for gore in John Wick because obviously
you know what you're signing up for with John Wick.
But with Marvel, when that first gory scene was when I think it was Bucky threw the metal pole at somebody in Madripoor when they're trying to escape with the guy that made the super serum. He like threw it at somebody and just stabbed them. I was like, okay. And then there was a bad Captain Falcon. Bad Captain
John Falcon. Walker.
Yeah. And then he was like, where is he? Where is he?
The shield?
Blood on the shield.
Blood on the shield, man. I think
that might be a first.
It definitely was. Marvel doesn't do a ton of blood. Mm-mm. That was a bludgeoning, that was a vicious...
Where is she? Joker.
Kill. It was a cool shot.
Yes, it was.
It was a cool shot, but that guy was
I don't know if when people are, when they were surrounding him and he was like, where is he? That, why would you stand there and record? It was pretty obvious he was threatening him.
I think that's just like the nature of people nowadays.
Just to record everything?
I think so. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if I was like, I'm gonna put this on my shoulders. You know what I mean? Like, especially if it was, if we lived in a universe where Marvel was real and you're aware of Captain America, if you saw him fighting, you would probably record that anyway. Be like, oh snap, Captain America. And then when you like, when that's happening, you probably wouldn't stop. Then you just be like, yo, Captain America, hey, what are you doing, man? Like,
fight.
What the heck is wrong with
fighting?
You?
Fighting. Why? Hold on.
Yeah, so I can see that. As a society, I feel like our nature is to try and catch things on video when interesting things are happening. Even mundane things are happening, we try to catch them on video. So if I was alive and I saw Captain America fighting somebody, I definitely would be like,
and post this is going to be on my
vlog. Oh my God. Wait. Blood of the shield?
Whoa,
it's definitely getting posted. This guy's probably gonna go to jail.
Also, that new shield he made, that was just like... There is an entire... Put the mask on and then take it off. It's perfect. 5 seconds into the fight. Broken. I worked on like for 5 minutes. Come on.
It was a terrible shoot. It was a 5 second
montage. Like, what do you mean?
That was that just showed me how strong
Super Soldiers.
No, Vibranium was. Oh. Because he made his out of, I guess, steel. Mm-hmm. And it lasted one scene. Mm-hmm. That was whole sequence.
Yeah.
Tink. Tink. Metal and fire. Fight. Broken.
I worked so hard on that montage.
I want to say something now we're talking about him and the Shield. My favorite thing of this show, and probably one of my favorite Marvel things ever, is the Dora Milaje beating the crap out of Captain America.
Dora Milaje?
Yeah, the black woman from Wakanda with bald heads.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You could have just... What?
That's bald their heads. Names.
No, why did you say bald heads?
Because they look cool, man. I like black women with bald heads. Okay. They always rock it. If you rock it, it's always cool. Okay. Never seen a black woman with bald heads.
Okay, Father, I'm just telling
you, man, and you respect it. So he put his arm on her shoulder, and she was like, took his shield, beat the crap out of him, yeah. Left him the shield, mm-hmm. And then he was just like,
they weren't even super soldiers. It was a good villain arc, though.
It was great.
Was
he villain or anti-hero?
He was.
Or hero going through the struggle.
It was probably like he wanted to be Captain America, obviously. But then it slowly turned into, hey, I'm not beating anybody, even if I'm super strong and have the shield. And then it was like, oh, super soldiers, super serum.
I love the contemplation of taking the super serum. Blackwing beat you up, and he's like, for sure taking it.
Yeah,
he said
they weren't even super soldiers, he was.
They didn't even have to show him drinking it. You knew the next time
if they showed him looking at a super soldier serum when it was on the ground, I was like, oh, okay, I guess he's a bad guy now.
Yeah.
And it's not even that, you, but...
Do you think you, JoJo, would take super serum?
Yes. Yeah.
You would? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you do with your powers?
Nothing.
You just be strong?
Yeah, it's just like, I want to be extra strong. What's wrong with that?
Would you use them in soccer?
Well, I guess I couldn't really play soccer. That'd probably be cheating. I'd like be taking steroids, but like super steroids.
So you wouldn't play out of respect for the game?
Yeah.
I would push everybody down the floor, bro. People would try to like, you know, body me, how they body her ball. I'd be like, and then I'd kick goals from the goal. They'd be like, yo, what is this dude doing? And I'd be playing against kids your age. I wouldn't even be in a grown man's league because I don't think I could dribble that well. But I would push kids. I guess honestly, I could push kids down at my strength.
You wouldn't be able to shoot.
I know, that's the funny part. Even if I had super serum, I still wouldn't score.
You would just miss.
But I could miss from far out.
You would miss.
I'd be missing from like, from the other box.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I actually am like you. I would either not take it, or I would play in a league of only super soldiers.
Now, if it was illegal to take the super soldier serum, or I would get in trouble, then no. But, like...
Was it illegal in the show, do you think?
I mean... I feel like it's kind of like steroids. It's just strong steroids. Exactly.
And especially because hardly... I don't know, less than 10 people had it on Earth.
What?
The super serum. So it's definitely steroids.
I mean, actually, it could be illegal because so many people didn't have it.
I'm sure it was. They definitely didn't want people to
have it. I mean, would you really want people to have just super steroids? I'm just going to call them super steroids to compare them to real life.
No, you wouldn't.
Mm-mm. Like in real life, you wouldn't. No.
No, you wouldn't. Anyway, what did you think about Marvel tackling race? For like the first time ever in a serious way.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really think much of it. I'm 100% sure you guys are like, yeah, woo, yeah. I'm 100% sure.
Why would we do that?
Do I even have to ask? Her answer?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
You really don't know why you'd ever do anything of the sort?
Yes, I do. I don't know.
Here, why. I'll give you an example. We were playing soccer, and when I scored or something, you said, "Hey, get out of my balls!"
What does that have to do with race?
I'm saying you say things a lot out loud.
I did say you came out of my balls on video.
Yes,
but it's also true. I Black Man was the showrunner for this and the main writer.
Isaiah?
No, Malcolm Spellman. I'm talking about the writer of the show, not a character. So I was honestly surprised Marvel like let that much talk on race happen. But as a black man, what's your boy's name? Sam Wilson?
Who?
Sam Wilson, the Falcon.
I don't know his real name.
Sam Wilson, I guess. I believe. I'm pretty sure it's Sam Wilson. But as a black man in current day America, alternate universe where people have superpowers, still being black, I could be like, bro, I'm not finna be Captain America in America. Like, that is for white men. Not for me, black man. They gonna arrest me.
White man.
White man. I also thought it was super dope that they had Isaiah Bradley. I've been in jail for 30 years.
Why do you keep doing
that? That's how he said it.
But why do you keep saying it?
It's so funny. I was in jail for 30 years. Get out of my house. No self-respecting black man would ever wear that shield. Now get out of my house. But anyway, I thought that was super dope that they covered all that and they like kept it realistic to the times. I love that Sam Wilson was like reluctant to take the shield because of what it meant for America and then Black Man America. Do you remember when we did the Little Kid Avengers way back?
I don't remember actually doing it, but I do remember the video.
Zay Zay was Captain African America. And they finally have made. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was super dope. I thought, I kind of figured that the series would end with him being Captain America. Mm-hmm. And I think, did you know that?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know, but like, I didn't really think.
You weren't surprised? Mm-hmm. What did you think about him as Buck and Bucky as partners throughout the series?
I think they were good. I liked how they interacted and talked to each other. And it's like, I don't want to say love hate because it was definitely more hate. But like because they're like, Bucky's kind of like an anti-hero, is that what it's? Mm-hmm. He was
absolutely a villain before.
Oh, he was, but also he was mind controlled, so it's not really.
Free train.
I mean, would you, if you got.
I thought it was a kill. I've been gonna kill. Winter Soldier. Strong arm. Also, very funny part when the Dora Milaje was like, and his arm fell off.
He was like,
what? Why did that?
I did not know that was possible. I didn't know it was like I knew it was connected, obviously. But I didn't know there was a way to like disconnect it.
He was like,
oh. Huh? What?
She did it like she was unplugging like a plug from the wall. He was just standing there like, that's my arm. Why did you know the code of that? There's a code to that?
That was definitely something.
Yeah, I also liked Zemo as a villain who doesn't have any strength or superpowers. He's just really smart.
That's kind of like Iron Man, except without the suit. He's just, right. Or like Bruce Banner without his Hulk. They're just smart people.
Yeah, they're just smart. Same thing as Batman, but he can fight. Zemo doesn't do anything physical.
No,
he's just like, I am smart. That is my thing. And rich. He's just Batman without being able to fight.
He's kind of just, or like Iron Man, just with a gun instead of an iron.
He doesn't even pull guns, really.
No, how else would he fight? When he was destroying the super soldier serum and he was killing the guy that made it.
Oh, yeah, yep, you're right.
He did just go.
He did. He's a good villain. I like him a lot. I liked Carly as a villain as well. I like villains who don't think they're who are like not
not like villains. Just regular.
Like, I just want to take over the world. And
like, they have a motive.
Yeah. It was also...
I thought the government was going to be the bad guy. Or the government? At least because whoever gave the John guy the shield, I thought they were going to be the bad guys for the obvious reason they didn't, say what the African-American soldier wanted. I definitely thought they were gonna play a bigger part as the villains, as the bad guys, but they didn't.
No, they didn't. I thought I'm not too familiar with I can't remember her name of the show. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She was the guy who was kind of. I mean, she was the woman who was the second Captain America guy. She was like his handler at the end. Where he turned into agent, whatever. I don't know. Zizane knows all the people's stuff.
How do you guys really figure... keep up with names? That one dude with the hair.
Agent Chaos, maybe?
And the guy with the guy thing.
Zizane always knows these people, like, the moment they're on screen, he's like, I know you.
Why does he sound like that? I know you.
That's how I think he says it. But anyway, I don't really know what her ultimate goal is.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to be like the new villain in like a part.
It seems like she's going to make him do like off the books missions for the government. Yeah, like.
What does that mean?
Off the books is like not official stuff, right? So like, you have like the army, they do official stuff. Then they have like secret units, like black ops units. And, you know, like Call of Duty,
like Black Secret Ops. Agents.
Yes, and they do stuff that's like unofficial. The government doesn't actually acknowledge that it happened, but it's like necessary, like spyware, covert missions, things like that. So it seems like you want to do stuff that the regular army can't do, and maybe even superheroes can't do. You send in this guy who's basically a superhero now. He is a superhero. Mm-hmm. He's basically the same as Captain America now, right?
Who?
The John Walker dude.
I mean, Captain America is Captain America. I don't.
But think... I mean, like powers wise.
I mean, yeah. If you have a super soldier serum and you're a military guy, then you should be at least around the same strength.
And does it? Did they say or does do they have anti-aging? All of them, or do we know that?
I think they just. Does Bucky age? I feel like he just slowly ages.
I think it's super slow. He's basically the same he was since 1940 something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, Captain America. It's either he doesn't change at all, or it's just like opposite dog years.
Yes.
Exactly. I tried thinking of
7 years is 1 year. More like 14 is 1 year, but that's actually funny. Opposite dog years. All right. Yeah. Any final thoughts?
That was good. Bit gory, but you know, that's all right.
Marvel's 2 for 2 in the shows for me. And did you see all the trailers for all the movies coming out? I sent it to you.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
There's 3 movies coming out this year.
Yeah. But the first few episodes were just
We did not say that. We saw episode 1 and then we took a break for like
It was just not
It just was like, wow.
Like, with WandaVision, I was like, okay, this is boring. But there's this one thing big enough for me to watch the next episode. And then there's another thing. WandaVision
was intriguing.
Yes.
Because we didn't know exactly what was happening. Captain America was like, I kind of know where this is going. I think it was better for me to let some of the episodes... I think we let episodes 2 through 6 build up, or 5. And we watch all those in one day, and then we watch the finale. And I was like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I didn't really like the beginning, though.
Yeah,
beginning episodes. They weren't too.
I agree with you.
I don't really remember them either.
No, you're right. It was just
they were cool
punching,
fight scenes, though.
Fighting. It was just punching and fighting and something. Explosions. Some bad guys doing something. Flag smashers.
Like this. Bow. But, one last thing.
Okay.
One of the beginning episodes, I don't remember, 1 through 3, I think, there was the cop guy that was Falcon's friend, cop friend, And going to he was undercover as a flag smasher. Mm-hmm. And there was this big guy, but after that, he was never shown again.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I didn't know.
I thought he was going to be like a Hulk or something.
Yeah, I agree.
But he just never showed up. And yeah. I was, what?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, we'll see you next week. Thanks for watching. Please support JoJo.
Yeah,
by supporting our sponsors.
Me, JoJo.
Bye.
Goodbye. No, me.